Does Arthur know about the registry?
The registry?
New arrivals are expected to register and supply a list of their skills.
I understand. And where do we register?
At Waterfall City.
It be a distance away.
Which is that?
How will we get there?
I'll be watching the road for a vehicle to take you south along the coastal route.
Known as the Mutnest Trail.
Mutnest.
We have been a day now on the road to Waterfall City. Our transport, a dung wagon, is a more ill-smelling vehicle than any I have ever encountered in London, New York, or even Philadelphia.
Do we have to ride in this?
Well, it's better than walking. Beside the dinosaurs in harness that are pulling the cart, there's a group of small reptilians who ignore us, despite Will's obvious interest in them. Though I cannot begin to understand their language, I do hear time and again the word Puktuk, a city I understand to be of some size and sophistication that lies along our route. On the outskirts of Puktuk, we were met by a crew who proceeded to fill our dung wagon with the noxious droppings of the dinosaurs.
Now, here is a beauty.
A beauty of beauties.
The material is rich in nitrogen, more resembling bird guano than horse manure. The men who collect the dung call themselves copro carters and claim to be of noble lineage, bearing themselves with immense dignity.
Of exquisite age ripened the two Zangosaurus.
Is that right?
Of course. Now here we have the fine air bloom oval of a Dimorphodon.
Really?
Did you know that dinosaurs are remarkably efficient at processing their waste? They do not urinate.
No?
Oui. No, oui, oui.
Really?
I repeat, they do not urinate at all. Not a tickle.
I am surprised.
Their food is completely...
Almost.
Almost what?
Almost completely, yes.
Almost completely is what is?
Their food is.
Oh, their food is almost completely... What was I going to say?
Digested.
Their food...
Gentlemen, excuse me, I'm sorry, but we must leave now.
Oh, no, no.
Goodbye,
no.
Thank you.
Where was I?
The Dimorphodon.
No, it wasn't. It was
yes,
the,
it was not.
It was not a Tuchangosaurus.
It was a Dimorphodon.
No, you are wrong.
You said that twice.
No, I said that three times, but you're
still
wrong.
Oh, sure, going ahead. I'd argue about anything, wouldn't you? One, two, three.
Side by side, the people and dinosaurs crowd the broad avenues, the street markets, the grand open-air theaters of Puktuk. I can only compare the spectacle to a Paris in which the doors of the zoological gardens have been thrown open and hippos lounge in the marble fountains of Versailles, while sidewalk cafes cater to amiable rhinos. Yet, at its outer fringes, Puktuk lacks much of this cosmopolitan flavor. In the gathering darkness, carpenters and wheelwrights, potters and tinsmiths were still at work, accompanied by much banter and laughter. Most of the houses were open to the evening air, exhaling enticing breaths of curry and cider.
Shipwrecked, are you? Lost? Needing a guide? Lee Crab, if I may intrude myself.
Arthur Dennison, my son Will.
Hello.
It's been 9 years since a dolphin bucked me onto a beach.
9 years?
We've only been on Dinotopia for a few weeks.
Dinotopia? You think the name means a utopia of dinosaurs, eh?
It does mean that.
Wrong. Look it up. It means terrible place. I know. I've lived here. The Skinnies are the slaves of the Scalies.
The Skinnies?
We're all slaves, hatching their eggs, hauling their dung. Or like me, I'm a slag man.
A slag man?
You must be quite familiar with Dinotopia, Mr. Crab.
Oh, I am indeed. And as they say, familiarity breeds contempt.
They say there's no way off this island.
Escape? Not today. Not tomorrow. But I have me plans, I do.
What is a slag man?
See my wagon over there, lad.
That's yours?
Aye. It's for carrying copper, bronze, and iron ingots.
Are you headed for Waterfall City?
No. Volcanium.
Volcanium?
Aye, it's a factory town. But it's a good place to live and work without drawing attention. What assistance might I be to you?
We were looking for a place to eat.
I maybe have a drink?
Well, yes.
Look down the street. You see any pubs? Not a one. You've had your last grog and your last leg of mutton.
I'm hungry.
All right. Follow me, my good friends. My good skinnies.
They don't eat meat here, do they?
No. This is a meat eater's hell. Vegetables and grains is what they all eat.
You spoke of having a plan of escaping the island?
Oh, I do. And you, being a scientific man, you may know him what I do. Maybe we can make a deal.
What do you have in mind?
Well, we can make gunpowder out of dinosaur dung.
Why would you want gunpowder?
Part of the escape, lad.
I doubt that creating gunpowder is possible.
Listen to me. The dung has the substance, I swear. Not all. But there is one small and round as this potato here. And once we have the gunpowder, Crab here has the plan.
I'm looking forward to leaving this island, Mr. Crab, but not if it means killing
me. Look, you help me, and we'll all escape this prison. There's more to this island here than meets the eye. Oh, there is indeed.